Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jerry DiNardo, Big Ten Network college football analyst. NCAA. Mullion Hawes, college football expert.
Mullion Hawes, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Jerry DiNardo joins us on the El Pamonte Ford Hotline, El Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, Jerry.
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great.
Well, we're all pumped up. It's the Big Ten title game is set. You got Ohio State, number one in the country, taking on number eight, Wisconsin. Ohio State is installed as a 16-point favorite. They, of course, won the first meeting this year, 38-7. Jerry, is this the best matchup? Would it be better if Minnesota were there, or is Wisconsin the best team to go against Ohio State?
Oh, boy. Hard to tell. I mean, I would lean towards Wisconsin. I mean, Wisconsin-Minnesota just played, so you'd have to say, you know, recent competition that looked like Wisconsin was the better team. Certainly surprised that Minnesota dropped to 18, but if you trust the committee at all, it looks like it would be the best matchup because Wisconsin's obviously ranked way above Minnesota. So that's a tough question, tough answer, but I would lean towards Wisconsin just the way it is.
Jerry, what happened to Illinois? How bad was that loss? They didn't show up against Northwestern. Northwestern plays well. They win that game. But this Illinois team, they're going to a bowl game, but did the losing in that final game to Northwestern the way they did dampen their turnaround?
A little bit. I think you have to look at it big picture. You know, you wish maybe they didn't finish that way if you're obviously an Illinois fan. But, you know, I still think, David, you know, great progress this year. I mean, think about Illinois before the Wisconsin game. It wasn't only that they upset Wisconsin. It turned the whole thing around. I think that's rare. You know, I mean, it's also pretty obvious that, you know, since the Wisconsin game, they've done really well. But seldom do you see that kind of upset have that kind of impact on a team. So I'm sure they're disappointed. The most disappointing thing is not playing their best. You know, you can play your best and lose. I don't think Illinois can say that, and that probably bothers them a little bit. On the other hand, it should motivate them for the bowl game.
Mick McCall loses his job. Very rare you see coaches leaving Northwestern. Did it surprise you in any way, or did you see that coming? And can the new guy bring a quarterback with him?
Oh, I didn't know what Fitz was doing. You know, I think she's really unpredictable in these type of situations, and that's probably a good trait, you know, that he keeps things to himself, and if he is having an issue, he doesn't throw coaches under the bus during the season. I don't think any of us are surprised that he made the change, but again, I think it was a little Fitz being a little unpredictable. If he would have kept Mick, you know, I wouldn't have been surprised at that at all. I think, Mully, I think the biggest thing is the second part of the question, you know, where do they go from here? Are they going to continue to be a spread team? You know, this is a defensive coach, although, you know, Fitz has been a head coach long enough now where maybe it's unfair calling him a defensive coach. But, you know, this is where it becomes difficult for someone whose orientation is defense. Do you bring somebody in that wants complete control, that's going to change the terminology, that may not be exactly what you've done in the past? I mean, is it a $1.3 million coordinator that is considered one of the best in the country? Is it someone that the head coach can control? Is it compatible with Mike Hankowitz's defense? I mean, this is a really, really big decision. Does he fit into the way things have been done? You know, when you have a new staff and you hire a new coach, you kind of grow together. When you have a veteran head coach like Fitz who's had as much success as he's had and you insert someone that is going to control the game. This isn't a defensive coordinator. This person controls the game more than the head coach on game day and more than the defensive coordinator. That's the tricky part about an offensive coordinator. More power, more control come game day.
Speaking of coaches, out in Rutgers, Greg Schiano ends up going back there. Jerry works it out. The New Jersey governor gets involved. There's a lot of layers to that story. But can he win there? Can anyone win there?
Okay, yes and yes. The only word of caution is this is similar to me, although Greg didn't play there. This is Jim Harbaugh going back to Michigan and thinking it's the same. This is Scott Frost going back to Nebraska and thinking it's the same. The world used to be flat. It's now round. These coaches that are going back, whether you're an ex-player or an ex-coach, it is so much different than when you were there the last time. It's night and day. It's a different game. It's a different environment. We see Peterson at Washington. He's walking away. He's 55 years old because of recruiting. You know, for all the things that Urban has said and done and all that, the one difference in his life now, other than he's obviously not as busy, is recruiting. He's not constantly on the phone, constantly recruiting. Rutgers wasn't in the Big Ten East the last time Greg was there. So is this a perfect choice? I think so. Can he win there? Yes. But if anyone thinks that this isn't harder, maybe 100 times harder than the last time he was at Rutgers, that they really haven't been paying attention since he left.
Ohio State is in the college playoff no matter what, but will they stay number one if they win and LSU ends up beating Georgia? And how important is it to remain number one? How important is seeding in these things?
I think pretty important. Number one, you get to pick your location, I think. You know, there's some debate whether it's the number one seed goes closest of the two sites or if number one seed has their choice. But I think that's one thing. If you go to Arizona, you've got a time change, although the other game's so far away. But that trip to the West Coast or in Arizona, I think, is significant. So I think that's part of it. And obviously the seed, you should be better on paper than the fourth seed, whereas if you're 2-3, I think the matchup is much closer. You know, last time Ohio State won this game, I felt like the winner of the Alabama-Ohio State semifinal was going to beat the winner of 2-3. And that's what wound up happening, because at that time I thought 1-4 was the two best teams. So, Molly, I think it's significant. I do think they'll stay there. I don't know why they would move them down. I'm not sure that LSU had a tougher early schedule and an easier later schedule, and I think it indicates that Ohio State is a better team towards the end of the year. And LSU's defense is an issue for the committee.
Our conversation with Jerry DiNardo on this Bears Friday on a Wednesday is brought to you by Dunkin'. Chicago runs on Dunkin'. Okay, Jerry, so the coach of the year for the media vote went to, in the Big Ten, Ryan Day at Ohio State. The coach of the year voted by the coaches went to P.J. Fleck at Minnesota. How do we interpret that?
Boy, that's a good question. I thought the same thing when I saw that. I don't know how to interpret it. I kind of thought if it was the other way, it would be easier to interpret. You know, the head coach of Ohio State never wins the Coach of the Year award, or very rarely does. I think Earl Bruce was the last one to do it. Jim Tressel didn't win it, and he won a national championship. Urban certainly did it, and he won a national championship. I think the head coach at Ohio State, by coaches, is looked at. They have better players than everybody else. Why should they lose a game? That might be it. You know, I think that's probably it. That, I mean, the three of us have watched games. I mean, has Ohio State not separated itself personnel from everybody in the conference?
Yes.
So if you're a coach, you know even more than the three of us, right? I mean, they study those guys in and out. They lose to them in recruiting. The stadium is like an SEC stadium. And so a coach may say, well, shoot, you know, why shouldn't he be undefeated? That could be it. I don't know, David. Tough question.
We'll let you go, Jerry. Just quickly on the way out, the Big Ten title game will feature Fields and Dobbins and Young and Taylor, arguably the guys who've had the best year in the Big Ten. If you could only have one of them, who would it be?
Fields. I think anytime you have a choice, you know, especially in the spread offense, this is a quarterback-centric game now in college. As the quarterback goes, so goes the offense, so goes the program, and so goes your contract.
Wow. Yeah. David just had a seizure of some sort.
I love that answer, Jerry, but I hate that answer. We don't have enough time to get into it. Jonathan Taylor, to me, is the best player in America.
Okay.
If I were picking someone, if I was starting a pro team, I'd go with Chase Young.
See, that's interesting. That's so good. That's how good they are.
Over the place. But Jerry's right. It's the quarterback.
Yeah, it is. Good stuff, Jerry.
And as far as Dobbins is concerned, I'd be worried someone would take the shoe off the guy in the middle of the game.
there has not been enough conversation about that.
Was that unbelievable?
Molly, I know I have to go. Molly, I know I got to go. But I'm at home, and when you said, Jerry, you're right, I've never heard that from home. So that was a wonderful way to end our conversation.
All right, buddy. God bless you.
Take care, Jerry.
That's Jerry DiNardo. I'm sure he hears it all the time. Who's he kidding?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.